Blog Talk Radio.
Jay Hatter turned into a beautiful song with the music and singing of Shout Even Shy. And this is Deborah Lee. You're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a radio group, chat group, big happy family that hang out at allpoetry.com, an incredibly huge poetry site. If you're a member, look us up under the group tab, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. If you're not a member, you can join for free, and I'll still meet you at the door if you come and knock in. If you would like to call in and participate, the number to call is 1-646-668-2837. Again, 1-646-668-2837. And you can come hang out with us. And if you are on board and you click on A Team of Voices, you'll see the link so that you can click on and listen to the show as well if you would like. A little bit sidetracked because I'm fairly sure that my friend Linda is in the studio. Okay, it's gone, I was going to say, but she's in the studio on more than one phone.
A little bit sidetracked because I'm
Okay, and then I forgot to mute, so I just heard myself. Okay, let's try this now. She's on one line. 907. Linda, is that you?
Yes, it is, Deb. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? You're multi-talented, though. Your number was just there twice for a couple minutes. That was crazy.
Huh.
Just letting everyone in.
I just got over COVID, and I'm feeling better. And I thought I would do a show with you tonight. I miss you. And so here
well,
I am.
I feel you because I fought it for 22 days. I had it too, no fun at all. But I'm very glad you're better and that you're here. And I want to say hello to my co-host, my big brother, Mr. Jay Hatter, the writer of the aforementioned song poem. Hey, Hatter.
I'm muted. Hello.
Glad you're here.
Hi,
and
Hatter.
Hello. Hi.
She's here, but she'll be back in a few. My sweet is with us as well. And Ms.
Hello.
And Ms. Sky Darkholm, who does shows here at A Team of Voices and at A Poetic Slice of Life. Hello, Sky.
Hi, Sky.
Hello.
And the dynamic duo from Poetic Slice of Life, and Stephen does a show here with Hatter, Stephen and Kay. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hey, guys.
After a night of creeping us all out with legends. And right behind the dynamic duo, we have Mr. Wayne Gent. Hi, Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, Wayne.
Hi, Linda. Hi, everybody. Nice to
so
hear you all
tonight.
Here. Nice to hear you.
Doing okay. How are you?
Me?
All right. Well, let's get this show going. I am going to run over, and I'm going to get Kay's poem so that she can kick us off with her brilliance. As soon as I find my, there's my topic board. Okay, now I'm grabbing it and taking it to Voices so that everyone can read along. And here we go. Okie doke. Kay, if you would not mind, take us away.
Actually, Deb, Kay got a phone call from our son. She's over there talking on the phone with him right now. So if maybe you want
to
start with me.
I will switch it to yours.
Perfect.
And I hope everything's okay. Let me grab yours, unless you need to join the call.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll just switch it around. I have this, and I'm running there now with her hubby's poem. And there's the board. Okay, so here we go. Stephen, please.
I had to go with this picture, and I had to mix up a little bit of Alice in Wonderland with a little bit of the book Naked Lunch. And I call this, Remember What the Dormouse Said. As the typewriter opens its snarling licorice lip, ordering idioms obtrusively, caterpillar with two faces heats up the pitted kettle. Molded Dan of steel puffs steam with every pump, puttering to dilated styled speed control as coated paper dissolves on buds. Late whites of pocketed watch, hard-boiled gelatinous twins totter through tins, 52 on a splintered hardwood floor tangled in thick blonde hair. Heart's queen tugging at neck while curled pinky picks teeth of a sultry chapped grin. Bell timer stopped hours ago, burning kitchen around the girl in the rabbit hole. End poem.
My, oh, my. I got a little kick out of the second stanza, Molded Dan of Steel. Made me think of Steely Dan the singer. That's just where my head went. Sorry. But
that's what it was.
Steel up steam with every pump. Puttering to dial speed control as coated papers dissolve on buds. The coated papers. I've heard of them bad boys. Where else? The heart's queen tugging at neck while curled pinky picks teeth of a sultry chapped grin. The little details on this one are really clever, like that curled pinky picked teeth and of course that molded Dannon steel puff stream. I'm still suddenly having some of his songs flashing in my hair, in my head. But from the beginning there, as the typewriter opens its snarling licorice lips, I think that is an awesome, awesome description of a typewriter. That's too cool. I like where you took this. I think that you had some fun with it. I think that you knew we'd be grinning. I think that some of the stuff going on in the photo, it looks really cool, but it sounds more cool with your words. So great choices there. And the countdown is on. 5 more to go. And it's the big 300. That's amazing. I hope you're not getting tired of it because I can't help myself. Great share. Totally fun.
Thank you.
Let me get you some comments. Oh, let me let Dave pop it in real quick, just a moment. Hello, David.
Hi.
Welcome
yes.
to the show.
How are you?
I'm glad you're here. Just about to get some comments from Stephen. So sit tight, and I'm going to go to Hatter.
Yeah, I love the way it started. Like you said, as the typewriter opens, snarling liquor stuff. It starts out being that typewriter is like it's got an angry. I remember it had to be a Outer Limits or a Twilight Zone. But no matter what the author wrote, the typewriter changed it. It made him made him a top author, made him famous. But then it got out of hand and started saying things about people that didn't want to, mess with. It reminded me of that. Molded dam steel puffs steam with every pump. Dissolves on buds. What buds are we talking about? That's horrible. It must be the rosebuds. What's rosebuds?
Stay at school.
Exactly. Sky, will you comment for... Great comment, Hatter. Sky, will you comment for Stephen?
Yes, I thought this was excellent. I wasn't going, in that direction. You mentioned this crazy typewriter. I was thinking Tommyknockers. Remember that, Stephen?
Yeah.
When the,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is really cool. I loved all the little references. And I don't know the other piece of fiction that you reference here, but it ties in wonderfully, almost seamlessly, because I'm not sure of the other, what even... Are the other is the or I can't even speak. I'm not even sure what is the other fiction, because it blends in so nicely, and it's not like coming out like that I know that fiction. But you do these little things with Alice in Wonderland, like you bring in Tweedledee and Tweedledum when you talk about the hard-boiled gluttonous twins totter through tins, and it made me when you think of when you say hard-boiled too. It makes me think of the actual fiction of Alice where they had Humpty Dumpty. And so even in that, you bring in the fiction. And then again, all these little things, like the Queen of Hearts. We don't say the Queen of Hearts, like Heart's Queen tugging at neck. And then, of course, that the tangled and thick blonde hair for Alice. Like all these little things, you even bring in at some point the pocket watch. I'm not sure where it is, but... You had that in there. And then, of course, you brought in the Cheshire Cat with the chapped grin. You did everything in, like, these little clue ways, like you nod and you do a little this and a little that, without actually saying it, but paying homage to the fiction while bringing your own a totally different story, which was really fun, too. Really well done. I really enjoyed seeing how you twisted all these iconic, I guess, characters and bits and pieces of the fiction into something else. Really well done.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. How about you, Wayne?
Well, I said this is a perfect description of the picture. Both of them are crazy as hell. Your poem is absolutely amazing, and as the coated paper dissolves on the bud. Finally, someone who thinks like me. Well, not like me. Well, maybe like me. Well, great job. Got me thinking, and that's dangerous. Thank you.
Cool comment. And is Kay back?
Yes, she is.
I am.
Kay, will you comment for your hubby?
Yeah, when you had gotten your picture, you told me which way you were going. And I think that's cool with the play on words that you gave, because you gave its own original spin, bringing in darkness, bringing in cheekiness, bringing in a lot. It's an awesome share.
Thanks, hon.
Awesome comment, dear heart. And your poem is on the board. Guys, do you see Kay's poem? I reposted it.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to.
The multitasking.
I'm multitasking. I'm doing a poor job of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. New had built this topic folder actually back in December. So shortly after I had grabbed my prompt, I had actually written this and put it in a safe place away from poetry. And I was playing with rhyme, and I put this on an old write because I'm not confident with my rhyme, and I'm not going to do it always, but I had fun. So I called, all I'm offering is the truth. Ruse, flues, allures, clock is a sound, and bridles, tap dancing. But does blues, booze, and bruise, or crumpets? Ruse of choices, cake the tears, and checkerboards of skulls. As a clue, rouge the blade and burgundy upon nightshade. Diffuse, confuse, don't sip the tea, spiked in deception. The herbs only unglue the excuses. Hues of sewing, stitched in threads of notions, infuse the muse. Stews the stew, but don't drink through the straw, as curds curdle the stomach. Suffice truth, woo the zoo as a cat is rabid. Ballooned in blemishes, buttoned in cashmere to soiled linen, enameled, engraved, guileful in shams, crocheted in hatched hooks of plans. Who's the maddest, the deadliest? Tick-tock, into Franklin, tick-tock goes a pocket watch. The garden party reigns schizophrenic in anxiety. Red or blue, there's a caterpillar on a mushroom. Smoking a hookah, says way-faced anemic girl, ashen in flesh, marbled in text. She's fallen.
I thought this came out really cool, Kay. I love the details that you put in here. Strews to strew, but don't drink through the straws. Curds curdle the stomach. I'm like, ew. I'm back further. Where was that? Diffuse, confuse, don't sip the tea, spiked in deception. Ooh. I love the thought of the tea being spiked in deception. Who's the maddest? The deadliest? Tick-tock. I like the tick-tock use a couple times there, because it's like, you know, well, who? The clock's ticking. I thought that, and then wait, back to the title. All I'm offering is the truth. And like, you know, the title there really stands out, because you think it's the least that you can expect from people. But it's what you get the least from them quite often, and that's pretty sad. And I keep your title's really screaming at me. And then sometimes you're like, you know, why am I trying to change this? It's like, this is me, like it or lump it, you know. And I get my head's going in all kinds of directions just because of your title. But yeah, no, I like the wording that you have here, the fun terms. The suffuse truce, woo the zoo, if the cat is rabbit. I mean, I thought that it was funny. I giggled a couple times. I thought that the rhyme in there is like so out of character for you that it was like an extra little treat there. And I know it's harder for a non-rhymer to rhyme, just like it's hard for me to not rhyme. So I appreciate that, you know, the extra effort when you step out of your box like that. So I thought you did a great job with this. Let's see here. Get some comments. I am going. You know, I'm going to go over. Oh, wait a minute. I have a call. Let me pick up the line first. Hello, area code 408. Who am I speaking to? Hello.
You said 480.
Yes, but I might have said 408.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 480. Yes.
Let's do it.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm just about to get some comments for Kay, and I want to start with I want to start with Sky, please.
Yes. So I am I think many people have read some of the stuff that I write. So they know I'm a huge fan of unexpected rhyme and tongue twisters. I really love it. And other authors and other poets here, John Coe is one of those. He's quite kind of crazy when it comes into that. So seeing this, and you do it in this kind of form, but not sticking to the confines of like an ABAB, but actually letting it flow naturally with not only the inner line rhyme, but also with the play on words, the bits of alliteration, and the language, how you go through, stews to strew, but don't drink through the straw, curds, curdle the stomach. So you get those double C's. You've got those double R's. But on top of that, you've got the inner line rhyme and the tongue-twisting aspect of it, and it still makes sense. And even the parts that go off the bend a little bit, when you go into, if you would say more a wonderlandish, outlandish, throw out the meaning, but it really does, if you really think about it, has a meaning type of feel. You really capture that really well, and I think it's wonderful and not always easy to do, because sometimes when people do that, they swing too left, they swing too right. This was straight down the middle. You definitely hit a home run here. I also liked the question marks, because a lot of a lot of Carol's pieces, they have the question marks. They're like, what, the who are you? You think about things like that, turning it on the reader or on the person who, if you're watching the film or something like that, or on the character. So I liked how you write who's the maddest and who is the deadliest. And then, of course, bringing in those ticks and those talks, which I also thought the repeat was quite brilliant. I know Deb and I, we really kind of centered around the same lines, but I really loved those two, and I was going to say them anyway. But this was really, really well. There was another one, too. Oh, right here, the bruise, I don't even know how you read this. Bruise the choices. I would have to give it a couple times. Bruise the choices, cake, the tires, checkerboards of skulls. I loved that one, too. This was like, and it's kind of cool though too, because in the there's a little bit of a tea party going on with the aspect of the Mad Hatter and the hair, and you kind of strewn that in there as well, along with many other things that I don't think I have time to say, but really, really well done.
Thank you. Awesome comment. And how about if I get a comment from David, please?
Boy, if this wasn't an exercise in strange words put together to make something interesting out of it, I thought it was very interesting. I like the first stanza really well. Ruse, I don't know if I'm saying this right. Ruse slews the lure. Clock is a sound in bridal tap dance. I've never heard of bridal tap dancing, so I don't know what that is. But it sounds good. I thought it tickled me. But does the blues, there's blues in bruise or trumpets, bruise the choice, cake the tears in checkerboard of skull. That's just amazing. That's a poem right in itself in those four lines in that first stanza, I think. This was really interesting, Kay. I thought this was fascinating to read. I've read it 3 or 4 times now. It's really cool. And I thought you did the banner pick. Real, a lot of justice here. Looks real good. So, way to go.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment, David. Thank you. And how about if I get a comment from Linda, please?
Yes. Kay, hi. Wow, this was just so beautifully written. I loved how you wove the story with the abstract scheme, and the imagery was so solid. Your lines in this, the tongue twisters, were just such a happy addition to the poem itself, and I think you did a great job. The ending on this is just delightful. I just loved how there's a caterpillar on a mushroom smoking a hookah, says the way-faced anemic girl, ashen in flesh, marbled in cheeks, she's falling. That is just so beautifully written. But I think you did a good job, Kay. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. Awesome comment. And how about I get a comment from Wayne, please?
Yes. All I've got to say is this is the greatest poem of all time. It's my kind of poem. It's got the words in it, it's alliteration. I love it. And the lines are great, like the Sucus, Truce, Woo the Zoo, as the cat is rabid, blooms and blemishes, buttoned in cashmere to sort of linen. Your words are perfect in this. And then, of course, at the end of it, you had to have there's a caterpillar on a mushroom smoking a hookah. That's true. I've been to his house. This is amazing. I knew the day I met you that you was a rhymer. I knew you was a rhymer when I met you. This is lovely. And I read it out loud, but my tongue won't let me. Good job.
Awesome comment. And, Stephen, will you comment for your wife and then tell us the excitement that's happening at your group this week?
Sure, yeah, this was a little bit of a surprise for me, too, because like you said, you don't often rhyme, and I really, really like the rhyme. The rhyme, the inner rhyme that you did here, you brought in some dark imagery, I think, to mix with Alice in Wonderland, and you kept to the story as well. I thought this was pretty amazing, and I think Alice would agree. Go ask her. I think she'll know.
Thank you.
Sorry, little white rabbit. Awesome job. Yeah, and I just lost the page. There we go. Let's see. This week at A Poetic Slice of Life. Our next show is Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and that's the Poetic Inklings of Tomorrow. And we are focusing on the book / the movie, The World According to Garp, the movie starring Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. He won his Academy Award for that. We do have quotes from the book and from the movie to write to. Check it out. That's at 10 p.m. And Thursday we're going to celebrate Kurt Cobain's birthday in the Movement of Sound. At 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to listen to songs from Nirvana. We're going to learn about those songs, and we'll read some poems inspired by those songs. And then Friday, something different with a request, is Sci Friday, and we're going with another book, a short story from Philip K. Dick, The Minority Report. We have quotes once again from the movie starring Tom Cruise, as well as a short story from Mr. Dick. Check that out. That's 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday. That's what I got. We'll let Sky do her bit.
Sounds awesome. And Sky, you want to do yours while we're on a poetic slice roll?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me just hop on all over there. I'm not as good as Steven. He's got that locked and loaded. Right, so this Saturday, we are doing our every other month visit to the world of Dungeons and Dragons. We did a whole year of Race. I think you guys got that down.
Oh, my.
You did wonder. Yeah, you guys did wonderful at it. So now that you've got all that down, we are starting our first episode on classes. So, and that one is going to be the Barbarian. There's lots of information that tells you what a class is, so you can learn how important it is for your character and where they go with their story and how they're going to act. And it also has information right there on the Barbarian. Again, you could write in a piece from an in-character point of view. You could do a continuation of a story like Stephen's doing, or you can take the characteristics of a barbarian and write it into a piece in the use of metaphor or another venue, as long as you're taking the traits and learning about the barbarian. I'm okay with that. So I hope to see you there. Good luck on your homework assignment.
Doing your homework. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Sky. And I have Hatter's poem on the board. And I'm Hatter, I hope your eyes are on tight. It's your turn to read. Are you muted? Get the hell back here, Hatter.
And definitely the Tommy Knocker.
Where is Hatter? That is very, very strange.
He's moving down the hole.
Sounded like the aliens came and took him. I guess he forgot his tinfoil hat. Let me see. Okay. But that is highly possible. Okay. oh boy. Now, let me grab. Okay. I am going to grab the link for Sweet Pea's poem and put that on the board, and we'll just try to keep it. Actually, Sweet, can you? I don't see it.
Yes,
let me
I can. It's not there. I didn't put it up there. Sorry. I'm not bright.
That's okay. Put it on the board for us, please, sweetie.
Okay. I will.
Love you,
man. Hold on. yeah, I got to go to my own place to find it. Oh, good Lord. You know what? I think it's still sweet. Sweet Pea's not very bright. I think it's still in my draft. Yeah, it is. Oh, gosh. I have to even submit it before I can even send it to you. Oh,
okay. Well, that works. I could do it
yeah.
online. And,
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I have
not
it.
A problem.
I didn't realize I'd even take it out of my own draft. How silly is that?
It is all good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab Wayne's link, and then we will listen to his recording.
Oh, I have it. I am putting it on now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just hadn't done it. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I see it.
All right. So here we go. Hatter and Alice. Now, this is not the story you have known, my friend, where humans can only see Wonderland in a world of pretend. For they would seek to understand and never comprehend. Battles would ensue to control the wonder. And all of it would end. So let's begin. Alice followed the white rabbit, and into the earth she fell, falling past trolls and mystics, and beyond Dante's hell. Reaching into cupboards to read, and for marmalade to eat, a woman, not a child, landed in Wonderland, standing on her feet. Alice, no stranger to adventure, raced to find a rabbit creature, who ran about with tick-tock clocks, an odd little creature. Curiosity was her nature, so she blindly ran without caution into the forest of the trees, long forgotten. Alice stared at the flowers and petals of triangles and saw a man in a hat talk to petite winged angels. Alice waved hello and smiled her perfect grin. The mad hiler smiled back, throwing caution to the wind. High in a tree, a cat begins to grin, planning to take a hatter down. And this Alice Dixon heading dancing around in Funky Town. Word spread like smoke from a caterpillar's hookah. Wonderland was in danger from the she-devil barracuda. Rumors vomited, dripping hot lies across Wonderland dreams. Alice wept as she scribed goodbyes, giving in to a cat's schemes. Hatter's rage was fire and beyond the extreme. Off with their heads, he agreed with a queen, as she wished all of Wonderland dead. Wonderland went sour as Mad Hatter went mad. His hot heads hung so low. Tweedledee and Dumb grew far less fat. The river stopped flowing and the flowers went dormant. And the Cheshire Cat realized he was not very important. Alice wandered in the tree, in the forest of the trees long forgotten, pining for the man she loved and she wanted. The pixies kept no secrets and told the frogs to sing. And the Mad Hatter came to her on his knee with a ring. Now Alice wears a hat made of skin cat, and Wonderland is flourishing, watching a queen use her axe. Mad Hatter sits at the table and speaks in riddles and rhyme, and Alice listens and winks, promising love in a land without time. End of poem.
Wow, sweet. Right? I mean, you really dove into your prop. And I like the little pause there at the beginning. So, let's begin. I don't know why I got such a kick out of that, but I did. And then you were so inspired. You said, the heck with them three-line stanzas, and you poured in these lines. And we were beyond Dante's Hell. We had amazing details. Alice, no stranger to adventure, raced find the rabbit creature who ran about with tick-tock clocks, an odd little feature. Curiosity was her name. So she blindly ran without caution in the forest of the trees, long forgotten. I like there's a sadness to those trees, long forgotten. So you have a lot of different emotions that go through each of the stanzas as well. And I love rumors vomited, dripping hot lies across Wonderland dreams. Alice wept as she described her goodbyes, giving into a cat's schemes. I'm like, oh, no. I think that this, you have a whole bunch that you've written in the Wonderland category, but I think that this is one of my favorites. I think that it's just really incredible with the details. And at the end there, Alice wears a hat made of skin cat. I'm like, and Wonderland is flourishing, watching a queen use her axe. I'm like, man, I think I might want to send a little warner to Hatter saying that he should never ignore a call from Sweet Pea. Just saying. This is really cool. And to at least it's got your signature all over it. I think it's very cool. And I know that the dynamic duo has been going all night, so let me start there. And how about if Kay goes first?
Well, yeah, I like how this speaks about a look through Wonderland. Speaking about the slant axe that speaks off of their heads, as it is so to be justified. But I like how you bring the look of through time with her becoming an adult, the Hatter's devotion to the queen, and as their love in a land without time, and in a kindness that speaks of their special relationship. I like how you built on their friendship and union. It's an awesome share.
Thank you, Kat.
Fantastic comment. And how about you, Stephen?
Yeah, I like this too. In fact, at one point you put a song into my head, Sweet Pete, so I'll just give you a little, won't you take me to the Funky Town? Yeah, but I thought that this was quite a spin on the Wonderland, a rewrite that I think I would actually rather read than the original. I do have one question, though. Does the hat disappear when Alice smiles? This is an excellent write.
That's a great question.
Great comment, too. And I know you guys have to go, but thank you very much, and I'll see you Wednesday.
All right, thanks. Good night, everybody.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
And Hatter, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I love every bit of it, especially the indie now. So there's a hot maid with a skin cat in Wonderland Forest just watching the queen use her axe. Mad Hatter sits at the table and speaks in riddles and rhymes. That's, from day one, the Hatter always spoke in riddles and rhymes. First time I ever wrote of him. Nice ad there. Yeah, I love it all, man. This is great. Going on the list.
Awesome comment, Hatter. And Bewitch, would you like to comment?
Sure. I think my favorite part was the high in the tree, a cat begins to grin, planning to take Hatter down, and this Alice Vixen and his dancing around in Funky Town. That just tickled me. It made me laugh. And then the next line about the she-devil barracuda also was quite funny. So
I thought she did a really good job overall, but that was definitely my favorite part.
Great comment. And David?
Well, I agree with the previous comment about that stanza that says, high in a tree, a cat begins to grin, planning to take a Hatter down. And this Alice Vixen had him dancing around in Funky Town. I like that Funky Town thing that you stuck on there, man. That was great. This whole thing is really, really great. I love the rhyme that you put into it. It is a little different, Alice in Wonderland, than I'm used to hearing. I kind of like it. Yeah. So you did a good job on it.
Thank you. And I don't rhyme, everyone. We know that.
That was awesome. Great comment, David.
You did good.
And
thanks, Dave.
Pete,
thanks.
Will
very
you comment for Sweet and then show us what you got?
Well, I have to start so let's begin, because begin at the beginning, the king said very gravely, and go on to become to the end and then stop. And that's exactly what you did. You went rhyming your way through the forests of Alice in Wonderland and all the way through the Hooker and Barracuda and Wonderland Dreams and Treasures Long Forgotten. And I, the only thing I would have done is I probably would have had an ads and not an axe, but that's just a very small thing. Rest of it, I was very, very happy with. I thought you did a great job. Sweet.
Thank you, my lord. Oh.
Awesome comment. And if you're ready, we're ready.
My poem is on the board. This is, of course, a Villanelle. To image number 15, this is 10 and 6. It goes a little bit like this. If 10 shillings and a sixpence matter more than a mosaic and a mushroom, it's insight we gain daily from Hatter. The fatten and curled squares, see his dapper, his eyes piercing for a world is consumed. If 10 shillings and a sixpence matter. A flamingo framed nearby for natter, fine striped perspectives of a hat to live. It's insight we gain daily from Hatter. Hot tea party snacks often that leave batter, his imagination think tanked as tune. It's 10 shillings and a sixpence matter. His manners deft, not pointed as patter, because few his beliefs ever impugn. It's insights we gain daily from Hatter. This snarling world can force and then batter, generous his sugar glaze in a room. With 10 shillings and a sixpence matter, it's insight we gain daily from Hatter. In poem.
Awesome. I have to admit, I got to hear it already, and I'm so impressed, and I'm like, I can't wait to Hatter gets to hear it, and the suspense is killing me, so I'm going to go right to the hat. Hatter, what you think of that?
This is I love the 10 shillings six-pence matter. Continue to it. Damn AP. I think I'm blushing, yeah. God, this is so good. Probably the best I've read on the Alice in Wonderland. God. I'm out of words. I love it.
Thanks, Adam.
Aww. Well, that's a pretty fine comment itself. See what it takes to render Hatter speechless? I had said to AP that if Hatter was a girl, I think this would have made him cry. I think I was right. I like being right. But it is brilliant, AP. You really outdid yourself with this one.
Thank you.
I knew he would be touched. Sweet, what did you think?
Well, I mean, who doesn't gain insight from Hatter? And who doesn't write a better vanilla, a thin vanilla? Oh, well, you know, I can never say that word. But then the Mr. AP. And I think it's just great lines, wonderful rhyme, incredible cadence. And, you know, I always bow to my Lord who does what he does. I just thought it was beautiful, and it honors the Hatter that speaks in rhymes that we can't understand and never have answers for. But somehow he gave me insight from. Well done, AP.
Thank you.
Awesome comment. And how about I get a comment from Linda?
Hi, AP. How are you?
Hi. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good. Your poem was so delightful. I think you actually channeled Lewis Carroll in this. So Carol-esque. I thought it was wonderfully sweet and it had such good rhyme and flow to it. Your verses were just spectacular. Really, really well written. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks, Linda. Thank you.
Awesome comment. And, oh, no, I lost Wayne. Dave, want to comment?
Sure. Yeah, I really like this, AP. I thought you characterized this character very well. The rhyme in it is spectacular. It really is. It's delightful and fun. It's lighthearted. I don't know. I just... I have never seen him presented in quite this way. I think it's real interesting.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I see that it's lightning at Wayne's. He's hoping to call back. So, who did my let comment?
I have not.
Bewitched, do you want to comment?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I personally don't have a lot of experience with structured poetry, so I just actually learned about that style of poetry, you know, a few days ago. So it's very nice to see such a well-put-together poem in that style. So thank you for that first. And then the second thing is I really love the repeated line in the whole poem, the insight we gain daily from Hatter. I think that Hatter in and of himself has a lot to teach the world about his, you know, through his madness. You know, he's got that unique character that we all have come to love, and I think you did a splendid job portraying that too. And as the others have said, I thought you did a very good job capturing Lewis Carroll as well. Like it could have been, you know, know, very much something that he himself wrote. I think it would, you know, have been slipped right into the book and, you know, it would fit just fine.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome comment. And I think that is everyone. And AP, you staying for a while or are you back to work?
No, I'm back to work. It's mid-afternoon here. It's crazy stuff. But no, thanks, Deb. I actually did spend a little bit of time on that one, as you probably guessed. And the villanelles take a little longer because of the syllable count and the rhyme. But no, it was good fun. Great picture.
Thank you, AP.
Oh, it was brilliant, and it was nice hearing him touched like that. So try not to work too hard.
No. Okay. Thanks again. Thanks, Hatter. Thanks, Deb. Talk soon.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay, Hatter, it's your turn to read.
Okay. Alice, sweet Alice. Everybody's got it, I suppose. Goes like this. On secret roads we've conjured up in search of where he's gone. Alice, sweet Alice, we fear the worst. It's been way too long. He suffers as time catches up to him. His age is not well known. Each time the sun does set, time will make his own. Hatter died each time he lost in the wars of the queen brought on. Now he's left in search of you and the one called Khan. Khan!
Oh, darn, I wish he didn't have to go. Wait.
Yeah, I'm going to make it like a trilogy on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like this one just keeps going, and it seems like you have a little more fun with it every time you jump in there. I really get a kick out of how much you picture. It's inspired easily a half a dozen poems now. My goodness. The details and stuff in this are really cool, and I'm trying to stall for a second because I found your photo animated or GIF, whatever they call it. There it is on the board. Now back to the poem. He suffers as time catches up to him. His age is not well known. Each time the sun does set, time will make his own. There's a bit of sadness in there, so you took me from that bit of sadness. And then Hatter died each time we lost. I'm like, oh, wait. And then you yell, Khan. You were all over the place, but it came out really, really cool. And I guess all over the place is kind of a Wonderland thing, so it actually turns out to be pretty perfect. Get off. Someone's trying to stand on my power button. Brat. Okay. Anyway, I thought that the brevity was really cool, and I'm going to put the animated GIF in your comment, too, when I put it there.
Okay.
Awesome share, Hatter. What you think, sweet?
Well, Khan. Stay away from my Hatter. Good Lord. It was awesome. I love the digs. I love the way you guys play with each other. It's hilarious. It's a great poem. Great trilogy to come. Maybe thank quads. You. Maybe it shall go on to infinity. We never know. We never know the lengths that will happen with the Khan.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I'm going to entwine them in this trilogy, then. Somehow it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. I know it will happen. Anything.
And you're alive. You're alive.
I'm alive. I haven't died. Yeah. We're good.
Thank goodness. My, oh, my. There's Wayne. Okay. Hello, Wayne. I'm glad you're back. Let me get a comment. Let me get Hatter's comment so I can get your poem on in case the storm kicks back in. David, comment for Hatter, please.
Well, this is typical Hatter rhyme and meter, boy, if I ever seen it. I liked it very much. It's an interesting story. But I don't understand the last line reference to con. I don't. The only con that I remember is the one out of Stoneville. I guess I'm behind the eight ball on that. So anyway, I like the poem a lot.
Yeah, somehow I'm going to intertwine Stephen into this.
Wasn't sure
how to do it.
Con is usually what he yells when Stephen enters a room and what Stephen yells when Hatter enters a room. So it was like a little private joke-ish thing at the end.
Okay.
I think he probably thought everybody knew he says con when Stephen shows up.
Well, that might be something for the author's notes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I will do that.
And Linda, what do you think?
Fabulous. Hi, Hatter.
Hi.
As usual, your work is just awesome. I thought it was, like, really smooth, and it was kind of on the sad side, but the rhyme in it was fantastic. The rhyme and the flow just really, really was terrific. And, yeah, I didn't get the con thing either, but I get it now. So very cute. It's nice that you personalized it like that. But your poem was just really well written. I really enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Awesome comment. And Wayne, did you get a chance to look at Hatter's?
Yes, I did. I wrote down, said this is a fantastic poem, con. I thought I killed him. And as he suffers, his time catches up to him. I love his brevity. It's great. It's rocks and roll all through this poem. It's a great before right there. I loved it.
Awesome comment. Thank you, everybody. And Wayne's poem is on the board, and we have a recording. So if you guys click on his poem and somebody yell out that you see it, I will push play. We good?
There it is.
Oh.
We're good.
Okay, here we go.
This poem is called Dizzy Dame, Dilly Cards. Dimple-dotted, curly-haired Alice, wearing cushion-coated attire, fleece-furred, oversized white rabbit, pockmarked the R, Mad Hatter, full of chatter, barbed and beveled, stop by, pewter-polished, moist mushroom whispered, a scorching whine, White Queens, Ridgy Castle, whip in shielded crystal haze, ornamental Mad Hatter with flat folded cards plays. Twiddledy-dee and twiddledy-dum announce deal coded cards. Hooked Hatter dealt the great partner, the Queen of Hearts. Limp levered, March Hare yelled, "Hi Hatter," carrying Dormouse. Twiddledy-dee pulled it straight. Twiddledy-dum full house. Oval nodded twins, loaded loot, rolled around back. Long-haired Ambassador Alice, honey hold, on track. That's what I'm talking about. Good night.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go to the first one. The dimple-dotted, curly-haired Alice wearing cushion-coated attire. Fleece, furred oversized white rabbit, pockmarked the hour, Mad Hatter full of chatter, barbed and beveled, sup by pewter polished moist mushroom, whispered scorching why. This is really cool, but come on, oval knob twins, loop rolled round back, long-haired Ambassador Alice, honey, hold and track. Only you, Wayne. I don't even know what to say. you're a crazy character, and you're so much fun, and I love that you have such a great time doing these, and you always bring it. It's like you seem to really jump on the word banks and just go to town, and I never know where you're going to go. I absolutely, beyond a doubt, know that your ending line was totally unexpected, and it made everybody giggle, and being able to make laugh is a gift. It's not easy to do, but you make it look easy, Wayne. This is a really fun share. Really fun share.
I can see Wayne leaning up against a bar or piano or something with a cigar and some scotch and just telling the story. Oversized rabbit, that was great. And then giving the full house in the straight. Toodle-dee and toodle-down.
Yep.
Ambassador Alice Honey Hole on track. What's up with that? Well done, Wayne. I love the music you put behind it. You do. Yeah, the music adds to it.
Yeah, I got tired of sad music. I thought I'd put some little lightning on. Little jazz.
Awesome comment.
Very well done.
Sweet, what do you think?
Well, first off, a pewter polished moist mushroom set me back for a minute because I had no idea where we were going with that. But whispers scorching why. Like plumes, rigid castles weep in shielded crystal haze. I love the way you write, Wayne. It just takes me to a different place in my mind, and I just sit there and ponder. But the long-haired Ambassador Alice, honey, hold on track. Of course she did, because she's Alice, and that's where she's going to be every single time. Amazing. Wayne, just pure Wayne, and I loved it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the comment.
Awesome comment. What do you think, Dave?
Oh, well, my favorite line in this whole, I like all of the poem, every bit of it. But the one that kind of made me, tickled me a little bit was, limp-levered March Hare yelled, "Hi, Hatter." Carrying Dormouse. I can't imagine what that's all about, but it's cool anyway. there's so much funny stuff in this. It's great. Dimple-dotted, curly-haired Alice wearing cushion-coated That's funny as hell. the whole thing is great. It made me laugh when you were reading it. And it's making me laugh now when I'm looking at it again. So well done, my friend.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. Appreciate the comment.
Awesome comment. And Linda, will you comment for Wayne and then read your poem for us?
Wayne. You Wainerize this poem. You're incorrigible. You slay me. Your wit surpasses you, sir. This is very well done, and it's done so Wayne style is what I liked about it. But beautiful poem, sir. I really liked it. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for coming. I enjoyed it.
Funny stuff.
Great comment. Awesome poem. And Linda, yours is on the board.
Okay, I couldn't get the picture to go on it, Deb. I don't know what my computer's doing, but it won't switch pictures on. So this is a poem that my first poem, I kind of rewrote it a little bit, but I was inspired by Alice in Wonderland, so I thought it would be, it's a little longer than it's supposed to be, but I don't follow directions well. But it's called A Question of Time. The other day at 9:30, a man walked up and took my hand. He said, "Although I think you're cute, I also think you're mad. Oh, my name is Hatter, and I think we all are mad. It's very nice to meet you. Don't let me make you sad." With bright red hair all curly, his shirt was satin red. He wore a brass pocket watch and a top hat on his head. His suit was made of striped wool. His watch chimed on the hour, and in the pocket of his coat he wore a fresh-picked flower. Well, I thanked him kindly for the time that he had spent, then asked him if he had more time and if it could be lent. A wise guy, Zay, with yellow hair and dimpled cheeks beside, your cotton dress is dirty and you look a tad pie-eyed. I told the man that I had lost my time the other day and wondered if he had spare time that he could give away. He said he didn't know how he could lend his time and that it really puzzled him how I could misplace mine. I said it wasn't easy and I didn't have to try, but somewhere in the midst of things I let more time slip by. He seemed a little frightened at the thought of losing time, so I told him if his time ran off, I'd give him some of mine. He said he wondered if I'd lost my time the other day, then how was it that I had more spare time to give away? I told the man that I had been on journeys far and wide, and so as not to waste my time, I took along a guide. His name was Jack. I called him Nick, but he looked more like a Tim. We traveled all around the world, then traveled back again. He showed me many wonders and taught me many rhymes, but the greatest thing that Nick taught me was how to capture time. Now, Nick and I had lots of fun as we sang and danced around, but then one day Nick's time came to be set beneath the ground. Now, just before he passed away, he spoke a little rhyme. He said that it was my job to now take care of time. I felt so sad to see him go, I couldn't help but cry. But to this day, I proudly stay the keeper of the time. But through the years, my bones have aged and my joints are stiff and sore. So that is why I took my time and put it in a store. My store is called the Nick of Time in honor of his name. I have all kinds of wild time and a lot of time that's tame. When you come, please take your time. There's so much there to see. I'll store your time in a box that's made of ivory. So now that I have taken time to tell my little tale, won't you please come on by and see what time's for sale? Just then the old man told me as he looked me in the eye why I needed time from him when I had time of mine. I told him that my time ran out and that I had no more because I left my extra time locked in my little store. Then the old man told me as he smiled from ear to ear, I'll gladly give you some of mine if you bring it back next year. I asked if he were joking or could he just be blind, for can't you see, since we have met, that I've been taking time? He said he didn't notice that I had taken time. I said it didn't matter, for he had taken mine. Then he said how strange it seemed how time could slip away, but soon he had to go away to meet a friend that day. He put his top hat on his head and straightened up his tie, then looked at me and with a wink he said, how time can fly. In poem.
Wow. No, that was awesome. Oh, before I make my comment, if you guys refresh, I made my comment in writing and I put the photo that Linda wrote to at the bottom, just so you know. Anyway, back to my you. I know we're always calling Dave Mr. Storyteller and you are Mrs. Storyteller, and you guys are both extremely amazing at bringing in the details and even conversations. It's like, you know, you have dialogue in there. Like, my story is, well, I guess that's more of a quote over the time, but I mean, I just, and then you get in here and you read, I totally forget that there was the word bank, because you put it in, you know, flawlessly. It didn't stick out like something that didn't belong there. And let me see it. Let me pick a spot. I felt so sad to see him go. I couldn't help but cry. But to this day, I probably stay the keeper of the time. I like that. There's like an honor, like a respect of you'll take over the time right there. So all the little nuances that you add, stories, something that we as the reader sit and wait to see where you go next and jump into the story. And I think that, you know, you do such an awesome job with them. And but through the years, my bones, what is that at the bottom? Anyway, nothing to do with it. Back to the top. When you come, please take your time. There's so much there to see. I'll store your time in a box that's made of ivory. you're always spot on with your rhyme, your cadence, the whole package. It's an excellent share. And another thing, I never really give you too much of a hard time about the word count because you just buzz through it like it, you know, before anybody had a chance to realize how many words it is. If you didn't point it out, nobody would even notice. It's strong from title to the read to the details to everything. You did a fabulous job, and I'm really glad you're back and feeling better.
Thank you, Deb.
My pleasure. Let me start with, let me see, who's the next reader? Okay, I'm not starting with David because he's the next reader. So how about if I start with Hatter? Oh, it looks like I lost Hatter. Oh, he's back. Let me let him in.
I thought I was waiting for. Oh, my God, Linda. I've always said that you have no problem rhyming. You get it. You know how to do it and set in the structure. And the time thing is very important. I think a lot of people miss on the story. Hatter's curse, the curse of the queen, is to be there. He can't leave Wonderland without aging
right
quickly, I guess. Time doesn't count. Yeah, time. There's no time in it. You continually kept that through the whole piece. I thought that was great. And then I could pick anything in here as the best. Man, but this is so good. All of these. This has got to be the best tributes to Alice I've ever read this night. Everything's going on the list. Yeah.
Thank you, Hatter. That means a lot.
I actually love when that happens. And let's see. My sweet, what did you think?
Well, I love this poem. It's just one of my all-time favorites, but Linda is one of my all-time favorites. It's got perfect rhyme. It's got perfect storytelling. There's nothing that you can be except Wallace. That's what it is. It's Wallace in rhyme, in cadence, in storytelling, in Alice in Wonderland concept. It's just absolutely perfect. There's no other way to describe it. It's just perfection. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, and it wasn't
Thank
too long.
Thank you so much.
I wanted more.
There you go. That's an amazing compliment. And how about Wayne?
Yes, thank you. This poem has perfect rhythm and perfect flow. I love this style of poem, and you do it so well. When you read it, it's like this: the music playing. Like I said, and it sounds like I'm just drifting off in space because it's got such a great rhythm. It's amazing. I can sing these poems this year. Every stanza is so perfectly balanced. You can sing it. It's a great job. I love it. You are the best rhymer I've ever seen.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you, sweetheart.
You are welcome.
Awesome comment. And okay. Oh, I feel bad. Bewitched had to drop. Okay, David, will you comment on Linda's poem and then read out yours for us?
Sure. Well, first of all, I thought this was a fascinating concept on a poem of losing and gaining time, and it's all relevant, you know. And I like that point about the Nick of Time store. I thought that was really cool. It was a very inspiring poem to me because it gives me ideas in science about poem and stuff. About time and stuff. And so I'll probably write something like that pretty soon in that vein. Not quite that noble, but it'll be something in that vein. So and that's the mark of a good poet when they can inspire another poet to write another poem. So well done, Linda. That was really good. I loved it.
Thank you, Mr. Prophet.
You're welcome.
Oh, awesome comment. And I think yours might have got buried, so let me pull the link back down towards the bottom so everybody can click on it. And then take us away, David.
Okay, this is called the Red Queen. This is sort of my idea of where the why the Red Queen is the way she is. And it goes like this. Dichromatic queen in pale and reds lives behind the window of yesterday in satin, crimson, and pastels, bleeding in all those yesterdays just for Alice, called the Red Queen by her two-dimensional card soldiers and the stony Cheshire Cat, who breathes too much of what the caterpillar smokes. Mary Jane's heart-shaped smoke rings ballooned in sapphire blues. Who are you, Caterpillar Inquisition? Inchworm lyrics in the ballad of you and me and Puneel. Beautiful is the Red Queen, holds the requiem for a red heart in her left hand, looks directly at Alice, an embroidered invitation to Alice's decapitation, withdraws it when Alice is 10 feet tall. She has such a dramatic effect upon the White Knight, who tries to define his love for the Red Queen, talking backwards instead. Red Queen's childhood was an unhappy one, existing in two dimensions, squished betwixt and between 51 other cards, a black sorceress named the Queen of Spades. No ordinary queen, this red siren, this the Queen of Hearts, would not be banished between a two-dimensional world. Her inscribed message engraved across the Black Queen's face, a corkscrew font in angular razor-edged momentum, threatening in its rectangular to polar mathematics, frightened the Queen of Spades, so she banished the Queen of Hearts from her enchanted deck. The Red Queen took parts of her beauty with her, leaving the Queen of Spades less than beautiful. Beautiful beyond all measure, Queen of Hearts in ivory and crimson, snarling to the Black Queen, off with your head. Such a worried look scalloped onto the face of the Queen of Spades, surrendered her thaumaturgies in a velvet mantra unto the Red Queen, who can smell the Queen of Spades' magic upon sweet Alice, unbeknownst to her. Queen of Hearts' savagery to all things less than red. Jeweled grace singing a gilded slick aboard Jefferson's airplane, she flies. End poem.
Well, that was a clever little nod to them, to the white rabbit at the end there. Very, very cool with Jefferson Airplane. And then here we go with our storyteller. Of 7 years, we have realized very recently. As usual, Dave, the details and stuff, she has such a dramatic effect upon the White Knight, who tries to define his love for the Red Queen, talking backwards instead. Red Queen's childhood was an unhappy one, existing in two dimensions. Talking backwards instead is really a cool little touch. It's those little things, a corkscrew font, an angular razor-edged momentum. I mean, really, really cool wording, Dave. And snarling to the Black Queen, off with your head. Upon sweet Alice, unbeknownst to her, Queen of Hearts, savagery to all things less red. But, like I said, jeweled grace singing a glided slick aboard Jefferson Airplane, she flies. I really think that nod there is very cool. But the whole thing is a great story, a great nod to the photo, to the word bank, to all the images, the feel, the story. Very clever, Mr. David. You were busy, busy. Let me get you some comments. Let me go to Linda first.
Well, this was typically Prophet. I mean, totally. Storytelling was fantastic. Your material in this was solid, and the detail was just, I mean, it was intricate. and elegant. And I just loved how you depicted the Queen of Hearts, the Red Queen, and the Queen of Spades. But you gave the Queen of Hearts life and meaning, and I liked that. But all in all, this was an awesome ride, David. And I really liked that you kind of left out your mother, your
old dark mother.
Dark mother, yeah. I'm kind of glad you did, because the poem itself, I mean, it speaks for itself. It didn't need the dark mother in there, but not that I don't want to see her in other work, but this piece just stood on its own. So thank you for sharing it, my friend. It was awesome.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate that, Linda.
You're welcome.
Awesome comment. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think this is great. I like the way you mentioned the parts of the classic songs, like When She's 10 Foot Tall, Gypsy and Ship Airplane, Grace and Slick. I love the storyline. A two-dimensional life is a flat life. The other cards. Queen of Hearts is maybe a savage, but she turns me on. I love this one, Dave. Great job. Me, storyline.
Thanks, Wayne.
Awesome comment. And my sweet. Are you muted, dear heart?
Yes, I am. And I am telling you that she is stunning and beautiful, and you made her glorious. I really like this poem, David. I think this is probably among one of my favorites you've ever written. And I love a lot of your poems. But Queen of Hearts, ivory and crimson, snarling to the Black Queen, off with your head. I mean, you made her a cinematic. I just see her large as life and just stunning. I mean, the beauty you portray her in to me is absolutely amazing. Like, she stands on her own. It matters. Like, there's no other character in Alice in Wonderland but the Queen of Hearts. And she's the star, mm-hmm. and that's who she should be. And just beautifully portrayed. Velvet mantra. I mean, these are the words that just stick in your head. Queen of Hearts savagery. Jeweled grace. There's so many in here. Dramatic effect. You just did it. You did it so powerfully. I'm just wowed by this. Very, very well done. Excellent storytelling.
Thank you. Thanks, Pam. Thank you.
Comment? And Hatter, did I let you comment?
Not yet, but I will. I love the ending too, jeweled, singing a gilded slick. It's a great slick. You had to have that in there, I know. And you got it. Even though you paid the Red Queen as a losing the battle, you still kept her an evil part of the Wonderland. You didn't make her a victim of something.
Mm-hmm.
I like that story with the Queen of Spades. Well done.
Thank you, Hatter. Thank you.
Yeah.
I had fun writing for this. It was really a fun prompt to write to. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we can tell. I'm laughing at Wayne. He cracks me up. Wayne, you want to comment?
I just commented about 2 minutes ago, I think, didn't I?
Did you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I
didn't mind.
It probably wasn't very good, but it was a comment.
It was probably a good comment. I just didn't put a mark next to your name. All right. I think I let everybody then, right? Let me see. Yes, I let everyone comment. Okay.
Hey, Deb?
Yes.
Deb? Can I announce my show?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, everybody. On the third Saturday of the month, at 9 o'clock Eastern. I have a show on La Costa Nostra. We have a lot of fun. It's a lot of laughs. Come join us.
Cool.
What do you know what your next topic is?
My next topic is going to be the Wild West.
Cool. Very interesting topic.
So whatever it inspires you.
Sounds cool. Awesome. And sweet, check your inbox.
I will.
Okay, then I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
And the Wild Wild West. But now she's got a song in my head. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
All right. And Sweet's going to read the next poem for us.
Of Wonder and Cake by Bewitched Spirit. There once was a girl with porcelain skin. She leaned over to look at her toes and up the ground rose. As her fall did begin, her head began to spin, and on her way down she began to frown. Her skin was splintered, broken, chipped like a friendly teacup. But though she was falling to pieces, no one falling near her could see beyond their own noses. Up, up the ground rose. The splintering flesh was marbled in vain, but still the fragile girl strained. She could not save herself. No, no, no. She could not save herself. Down she went, tumbling and turning, spiraling out of control, as the ground above grew further and further away. But there was a savior, hope in the dark, a friend at the bottom of a wooden bookshelf. No, not one friend, but two, no, three. They cast out their webbed ropes and caught the girl who was falling to pieces, cushioning her fall. She sprung up, then bounced about, her hair tangling around itself as she realized she wasn't dead. Helping her to her feet, new friends she did meet. With cake in hand and a bubbly disposition, they helped this girl learn to stand. And hey, they had cake on a plate. They were offering it to her. Let this be a lesson in life to this broken girl. There are friends in unexpected places, and sometimes, just sometimes, they share their cake and poems.
Yay!
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah,
me too. This is great.
I love when there's cake.
I'm for details here, but there was a savior, hope in the dark, a friend at the bottom who wouldn't look to. No, not one friend, but two, no, three. I like the little extra there, like, no, three. Helping her onto her feet, new friends she did meet, with cake in hand and a bubbly disposition. I love that bubbly disposition. I thought that the details were fun and the wording and the stuff like up the ground rose, the little repeats there and no, she couldn't save herself. I think Bewitched, I feel bad that you were here for so long and then didn't get to read, but I do understand that you had to go do your homework. I am thrilled that you called. I'm delighted with your poem here. I'm glad that you're back, and I hope you participate often, especially when you write stuff like this. Fantastic share. And Sweet, your read was amazing. Would you comment for her too, please?
Oh, I love the details. I thought it was fun and enlightening and just, you know, exuberant as Alice falls through the, you know, the horrible tunnels she goes through and falls and falls and falls and falls and watches, you know, the earth above disappear and not knows what's coming down and boom, someone saves her and she gets cake. Cake is a wonderful thing. Even in Wonderland, if it makes you grow old or small or big or whatever, there's still cake. I love it.
Awesome comment. And Dave, what did you think?
Well, I just thought this was wonderful because I know where it's going and what it, and how it, the direction it's going. And, you know, this was just wonderful. And I know the recipient loves it too. So I just have to say, well done. This was really outstanding. It was really a lovely thing for this lady to do. So well done. Well done indeed.
Awesome comment. And Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, I agree. This is a different approach to everything, and the cake was a great ending. And sometimes they share the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hit all the points. Great addition. Good job. Do your homework. Stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know what everybody's going to be looking for when this show's over. Nate, did I let you comment? I did let David comment, right? Who didn't comment? Linda?
No, I haven't. I thought this was amazing. Her ability to carolize this was amazing. She really put some heart and soul and imagination into this. And I just adore the ending because it's something I do a lot of times is leave a moral at the end, and it just rounds up the story. But I just love the end. They share their cake. That's what life is all about. Sometimes you get cake and sometimes you don't. But it's, you know, it's a beautiful poem and beautifully written, and I just loved it. Thank you for sharing it.
Awesome comment. And let me see here. Okay. If you guys, excuse me, will keep on Frank's link, I will push play. And then David, I'm going to have you read the poem that comes up after Frank. So click on Frank's, and here comes his SoundCloud.
There are some that whisper rumors that I am good or evil, or that I just seem to float endlessly through the portal of this world, driven by my own selfish desires that only I can truly understand. But let it be known about me that I am neither a friend nor foe. I enjoy the stately formalities of customs and the wonders of life, but I am trapped in a never-ending tea party that brings me delight. Am I too bidding guest, the more chair and the dormouse? I am the sweet, convivial host that everyone remembers to toast. Now, some say that I am merely mad and speak in senseless riddles, yet my supposed madness is due to the prickling poison of my hat and the exposure to black mercury that has made my white skin pale, my short fingernails yellow, my reddish hair very fuzzy and curly. Even my pupils become dilated and my exotic eyes change colors like the liquid crystals that reflect the guise of my thoughtful temperament. There is no need to worry about my questionable intentions at all. For I am the Mad Hatter, the lovable host of this memorable tea party. In the ceramic cup I hold are dreams etched in the canvas of imagination, framed in the hourglass of time, in the pages of countless chapters, still not written nor devised by the ingenuity of splendid greater minds, the unknown mysteries concealed, and a cracked Pandora box closed. Look inside the bubbly swirls of a delicious tea, and you will see the mosaic images of all your flowery dreams become real. My dear Alice, if I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't. In contrary wise, what is, it wouldn't be. Drink, oh drink, my dear, in the poem.
It was really awesome. And WSP, yes, I did just see it. I will add it now. Thank you. And Frank, I think that this is really cool. Let me see, where am I going to go? I enjoy the stately formalities of customs and wonders of life, but I'm trapped in a never-ending tea party that brings me delight. With my two bidden guests, the March Hare and Dormouse, I am the sweet carnival host that everyone remembers to toast. I like the detail, the rhyme, the story. Even my pupils become dilated. My erotic eyes change colors like liquid crystals. They reflect the guise of my thoughts or temperament. I like everybody did such an amazing job with this. I'm in awe. My dear Alice, if I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, what it is, it wouldn't be. And you know, that's some of the lines from the Alice song that we play often. She says what it is, it isn't, and what it was, it wouldn't be. But I love that part was added in here. I think that was a brilliant touch to show that he pays attention. Nothing else. But all of you, I'm just, like I said, I'm just totally amazed. And I like that the Dormouse was in there. I don't know why. I just really do. But Cup of Dreams, perfect title. What a great share. I'm going to go to David first, but David, I'm going to have to find another one for you to read. I just realized that I don't need the one I put on the board read. So just,
okay.
Just so you know.
Okay. Okay. Well, I liked one, two, three. I liked the third stanza down, and it said one line that caught my eye. It says, "And the exposure to black mercury that has made my white skin pale, my sharp fingernails yellow, my reddish hair very fuzzy or curly." And then the one below that, it says, "Even my pupils become dilated and my exotic eyes change colors like liquid crystals that reflect the guise of my thoughts or temperament." Describing itself in those two pair, those two stanzas is interesting, and it's colorful, and it's really well done. I think this was really good. I think you did a heck of a job on this, Frank, so well done.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And my sweet?
Hey, sweetheart, I was with Amadeus, so I'm unfortunate I couldn't be able to comment. I'll leave him a comment. So.
Okay. No problem. How about you, Linda?
Well, it was awesome. And very well written. I think it was really amazing. I love the Hatter, and this depicted him very well. The intricacies of it just formed a real idea, and very inspiring, this poem. I don't even know which verse I like best, but even my pupils become dilated and my exotic eyes change colors like liquid crystals that reflect the guise of my thoughts and temperament is beautifully, beautifully written. I really liked it, and it was very, very intense. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you, Frank. It was awesome.
Awesome comment. And Hatter.
Yeah, this is a great addition to the Alice storyline. Yeah, you're right. The ending is, I believe, is the what Alice says in the end, at the end of the Shinedown song, Alice. If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, what it is,
it wouldn't be. You see? Drink, drink, right there. Yep.
Awesome.
Great job, Frank.
Great comment, and I think everybody got to comment on that one. So if you click on the poem by WSP, I will do his recording. And Dave, we're going to have you read for Allie instead. So click on
okay,
WSP, and we'll listen to the recording.
Yep.
Something's not right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to figure out where that went wrong because I don't have any information to read on that song at the moment. So it must have been something I did. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab Allie's poem and I'm going to have David read that and I'm going to see if I can fix whatever I did to WSP's poem. So David, please.
Dave, unmute.
There we go. Yeah, this is called Scenery Inspired Painting. Allie Sunshine 3 wrote this one. And it goes like this. A girl discovered a blank canvas. She went outside and began cutting a dripping wet with water flown flowered vine. She collected a beautiful flower. They were bubbly and silky, bubbly just like people. The flowers almost seemed to be molded by some non-stinging bees that were honeyed. Dust from the pollen blew it off the flowers, creating a tornado. The girl shrieked and giggled. Why? The girl felt understood as though nature contained the words that the girl could not say. She ran back inside. She grabbed some paint and glue. She created this beautiful masterpiece, replacing the girl in the image for a tornado with words, thank you, nature, written neatly on top. The girl realized nature wasn't there to judge, unlike some other people in her life. So I leave the reader with just one final question. If nature doesn't judge people, even if they have exceptionalities, why do we? End poem. That's cute.
That is cute. The I lost it. Here it is. Okay. The dust from the pollen blew off the flowers, creating a tornado. The girl shrieked and giggled. Why? The girl felt understood, as though nature contained the words that the girl could not say. She ran back inside. She grabbed some paint and glue and created a beautiful I like the image there. And then towards the end, so I leave the reader with one final question. If nature doesn't judge people, even if they have exceptionalities, why do we? And one of Allie's trademarks is to end her poem, leaving her reader pondering. And this is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
Great question there at the end. I'm glad you sent it in. We missed hearing your voice to read, but David did a beautiful job for you, and I'm going to have him comment next. Thank you, Allie.
Oh, Allie, this is really swell. I like this. It had some humor to it. It was upbeat and light and had a nice, interesting storyline to it. Again, your wise beyond your years and your introspection shows that in this poem. So I think you did a remarkable job with this, and I'm really glad you put it on the air. The only thing that could have been better was to hear your voice and you reading it, but sometimes it doesn't always work. So, you know, I was happy and pleased to read it for you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing, honey. Bye-bye.
And thank you for reading, Dave. Great comment. And Linda, what did you think?
I thought this was amazing. It's actually very deep. The dust from the pollen blew off the flowers, creating a tornado. The girl shrieked and giggled, why? The girl felt understood, as though nature contained the words that the girl could not say. I think that speaks a lot about, you know, being misunderstood and how in nature there's no judgment. And this is beautifully written, and I love the ending of it. If nature doesn't judge people, even if they have exceptionalities, why do we? And that's a good question. So this is an awesome little poem, and I'm glad that you shared it, Allie. Thank you very much.
Awesome comment. And let me, who's this on the line just a second? Area code 438, hello?
Yeah, hey, this is WSP calling in because we were having audio technical difficulties.
It must have been my fault because I redid it and it seems like it's fine now, but still, I'm glad you're here and we're just about to do it. So hold on just a moment. Did anybody not get to comment? Hatter, can you comment for Allie, or did you already? Hatter dropped. Sweet, can you carry? Are you back?
I enjoyed this poem, Allie, but nature's fickle. She cries like the rain, yells in thunder, billows and tornadoes, and stomps her feet in an earthquake. We all have our troubles and tribulations that we must face as nature causes problems against people for no reason. So we stand up, move forward, and remember there are other people there to help us through it. It is a tough little thing to face nature. I've been through blizzards and tornadoes and hurricanes and all of those things. And sometimes I think nature does understand us better. And sometimes she confuses me. But I like how you wrote this poem. I really do. But, man, I understand running back inside. Because Lord knows I've done that with nature and people. I've done it with both. But this is beautiful.
And sometimes nature and people make us run back inside. But I never did understand why nature or people judge us. But you keep moving forward, and we'll keep listening. Good job, kid.
Awesome. All right, now if you guys will click on the poem by WSP, we will. You still want me to play the video, though, right? Or do you want to read? WSP, are you still here?
Yep, sorry, yeah, play it, because I think it took me a couple of shots to do the voice just right.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
This is WSP reading the Mad Tea Drinkers Convention. Welcome, welcome, Alice and all. Allow your mind to wander and fall down the caressing rabbit hole of invention, tickling your brain beyond your comprehension. Bienvenue to the Tea Drinkers Convention. Have you ever wanted the freshest tea? What could be fresher than homegrown curly mushrooms? More it pours, the more it grows, for more flavors and depth. A delicious their taste with themed souvenirs. It's not mad to think life is sweeter than death. For your own birthday, what adds more flair to the party? A flare, of course. If you don't have a flare, a flamingo will do. Its piercing pink power will lighten the mood. Give them stripe on birthday hats, they'll feel included. It's not mad to think flamingos have on birthdays too. What heats up but stays cool to look at? The hot answer just bubbles up inside. Complex chemistry makes the liquid boil and float. Colorful jeweled bubbles now make an ornamented sky. It's not mad to have science show its cute side. Thinking is easy, but creating is hard. That's why all the answers come from under our cups. Everything here is field tested by field mouse. If you come up with ideas, please let us know. It's not mad to share eccentric plans and wrinkle roll maps. Have you ever thought about other uses for time? Time. Time. The time. Look at the time. Thus ends our first annual convention. Be sure to come back soon. We gather twice daily.
That was brilliant. You did a spot on job with your voices there. That was so awesome. Man, oh man, when you had that little whimsiness that came in between, it was just like it brought everything to life. I'm really glad you played the recording because you sounded so relaxed, like you do this every day of the week. It's a great write, a great share, a great read. The content, like I could pick any one, but I'll just gonna go right to the end. How you ever thought about other of time, the time, look at the time. I that was so cool. And then for your unbirthday, what adds more flair to the party? A flair, of course. If you don't have a flair, a flamingo will do. So it was cute, and it made me giggle. And some of the terms you use, like unbirthday, that's one of Adam's favorite dates. Every Friday the 13th is his unbirthday. The Hatter in the room with us, I mean. And I think that you did a really, really cool job with the photo, with the read. I think this is my favorite poem by you. I hope you continue to participate and share stuff like this. It came out fabulous. Let me go right to Dave Prophet.
Oh, I really like this. I love the way he read it. And it was an interesting poem, too. Had a good storyline in it. Yeah, it was really well done. I'm glad that we got to hear the SoundCloud after all. That was really cool. Well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Linda?
I think she had to leave.
Sweet, are you muted, doll?
Yes, I am. I absolutely adored the read. The read was absolutely brilliant. The poem is masterful storytelling. Just absolutely masterful. The imagery that you bring forth, the scenes, the colorfulness, it's fun, it's flirty, it's very wonderlandish, I guess is a word for me, wonderlandish. I thought it was brilliantly done. I really did. I really enjoyed.
Thank you very much.
And how about you? How about you, Heather?
Yeah, really well done. I love the narrative. The voice fitted as one of the characters. It was definitely a March Hare narrative. I'm trying to get a comment, but something's happening with my keyboard. I can't seem to drop anything, so I apologize for that.
That's
great
okay.
Addition to tonight. Yeah.
Awesome comment. And I think that's everyone left in the room. Let me just make sure. Yes, it is. Okay. So we have just two poems left. The next one on the board is Jenny Lynn. If you click on that, we'll read for her. And then we'll see if Sweet can read the last one and we'll be done. Now, this poem is called Not Alice by Jenny Lynn. And here we go. Trapped inside a cage of glass, my mind loses time as hours pass. Frames of days, no memories, alas, probably best not to recollect. Due privacy skewed, my walls see through. Faces and places erased and used, a land of wonderment to seize you. Drink toxic potions, take all of the pills, follow white robin over tall grassy hills. Fall down holes, dark and deep, pocket any hope so you can believe shadows are safe only if you can relate. The walking dead carry themselves in body graves, the heat of the flames searing through the veins. I know too much, that's why it's hard to behave. I stay behind a wall that's tall to protect myself and never again fall back into the place where Alice remains, understood by all, for everyone, Dane. And Paul, oh, I like the end. Everyone's saying wrong, a little mad here. But I like how it starts out trapped inside a cage of glass. My mind loses time as hours pass. It's got the inner rhyme and outer rhyme and the fun content. And the pocket any hope so you can believe shadows are safe, only if you can relate. I thought that this was really, really clever, Jenny. I'm glad you sent it in. It was my honor to be your reader. I appreciate it very much. And let me get you a couple comments. Let me start. No, I'm going to end with Sweet because I'm going to have her read for Kim. So, David, will you comment, please?
Yeah, I'd like to. I really like this. The rhyming on it is spectacular. It really is. Trapped inside a cage of glass, my mind loses time as hours pass. Frames of days, no memories, alas. Probably best not to recollect, throw the stones past demons do. Privacy skewed, my walls see through. Faces and places erased in hues. That, you know, there's a, that's an interesting pattern. I don't know what you'd call it, but, cause I'm not, you know, poetry smart, but, really an interesting way she did this, and it's got a neat storyline to it. And not Alice. I liked it. I love the title to this too. Very interesting. So I have to say, good job to Jenny Lynn.
Awesome comment. And my Sweet, will you comment for Jenny, and then read for Kimberly?
Well, I really enjoyed this. I like the entire piece. I like the imagery. I really liked the way it kind of goes a little bit towards the dark. The walking dead carry themselves in body graves, the heat of flames searing through my veins. I know too much. That's why it's so hard to behave. So I quite like that she goes back into the place where Alice remains, understood by all, for everyone is insane. I quite do love a dark Wonderland poem, as we all know. And I thought she did a really good job at doing that. My favorite kind of Wonderland poem. Good job. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Jimmy, and thank you, Sweet. And you'll be reading the last poem for me, please.
All right. Let me get there. Okay, back to the voices. Here I go. Peculiar Thing by Kimberly Baker. Chasing after a white spurred rabbit wearing a velvet coat and silk bow tie as he fixates on a brass pocket watch, saying he was late as he skittered by. Through the moist grass he followed him to the base of an old ridge tree, then tumbling down a thorn-hued rocky hole for what seemed an eternity. Once finally reaching the bottom, landing on a checkered tiled floor, an ivory tuft on a fluff caught her eye, scampering out a teeny wooden door. Finally making outside by means of growing quite large and quite small, she saw a new world around her. She set off after the rabbit, hoping to see it all. The Mad Hatter was throwing a party for an unbirthday with the March Hare. They talked in constant riddles. There were little porcelain cups and tea to share. A striped cat that leaves behind only smiles, only a smile as he fades away. A smoking caterpillar who puffs out clouds of what he wants to say. Then cardmen with dripping brushes, a painting all the courtyard flowers red, a queen with a croquet pink flamingo, screaming off with her head. Imagination is a peculiar thing that deserves deeper inspection. So many adventures you will miss if you can't see past your own reflection. And a poem.
Fabulous read. Thank you. I like her title there, A Peculiar Thing. There are so many things that people would consider to be peculiar, so the title's kind of perfect. Let me pick. Once finally reaching the bottom, landing on a checkered tile floor, an ivory tuft and fluff caught her eye, scampering at the tiny wooden door. I think that Kimberly does really great with rhyme and flow, and on this one, the details that she brought in, a striped cat that leaves behind, only a smile he fades away, a smoking caterpillar who puffs out clouds of what he wants to say. That's cute. I mean, she turned around and rhymed her way through all the little scenes that are throughout her photo prompt. So what a brilliant use of her prompt. Fantastic share, Kimberly. We missed your voice, but Sweet did a beautiful job with reading for you. I hope you get to hear her. Appreciate you sending in the poem. My Sweet, what did you think?
You know, it's a wonderful poem for Wonderland. I enjoyed the read through Wonderland with perfect rhyme and imagery and a classic storytelling theme. I think she did this just perfectly. I have to say it was just fun to read. It was just perfect cadence, too.
Awesome comment. And what did you think, Hatter?
Yeah, I agree. You could tell by the way she read it that the rhyme scheme was spot on. Yeah, another way of looking at things. This is amazing how many how you can write about the same characters and get such different feel. There's someone will probably for the unbirthday. Of course, unbirthday. Welcome to the party. They talk in constant riddles. The little porcelain cups and tea to share. Yeah, my psychedelic mushroom tea and the flutterby toast. Great job.
Awesome comment. And the last poetic comment of the night goes to David.
Well, I like this. I have to agree with what Hatter said about it. You know, one of the comments he made said that it's interesting to see all these different takes that everybody came up with on these pictures and stuff. I like the stanza that's close towards the end. It's the third stanza from the bottom. It says, a striped cat that leaves behind only a smile as he fades away, a smoking caterpillar who puffs out clouds of what he wants to say. That's cool. It's humorous the way it's written, at least it was to me. Then cardmen with dripping brushes, painting all the courtyard flowers red, a queen with a croquet pink flamingo screaming off with her head. Yeah, the rhyme is really good on this. I agree. And I think this is a really cool poem. Really well done. We sure have some good poets and poetesses in this group. I'll have to say that.
I totally agree. Really impressive stuff. I'm trying to see what Shin is talking about on the board, but I don't see any more poems. I can't see any more. Okay. My sweet, do you want to tell us about Thursday?
Thursday night, Jay Hatter and I are doing Alice in Wonderland quotes. And there are, let's see, 13 quotes on the board for people to choose from. And of course, you can always write something about your Jay or your Mad Hatter ways if one of my quotes don't inspire you. But Jay Hatter is also going to bring us some Alice in Wonderland trivia that he can share throughout the night. So bring your poems, listen to some Hatter hit trivia. It's going to be a great night. That night we are going to start at 11 instead of 10, though. So it's going to be a little later that night. But I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun night.
Tuck everybody into bed.
Always a good night with sweet. Okay, so on that note, I would like to tell everyone how much I appreciate them, starting with this fantastic board, Hatter, Sweet, and AP. I love it when the whole board shows up to the shows. You guys are amazing. I appreciate you very much. And thank you to David for hanging out all night. And thank you to Sky, Stephen, and Kay, and Wayne, and Linda, and Bewitched. And thank you to Frank, and Allie, and Jenny, and WSP, and Kimberly. Hatter said it earlier, the poetry tonight was phenomenal, and you guys, week after week, night after night, never cease to impress. I'm so humbled by the level of brilliance that shines through this show week after week. I try to make sure you all know how much you are appreciated, and from the bottom of my heart, you make these shows special. Love and respect to you all. And I am looking real quick to see next week my artist is G. Berry, and there are some song lyrics to tie into your photo choices, so that should be another brilliant show, because how could it not be with all you amazing people showing up? On that note, I want to again say you're all the best. I appreciate you. And since we did have a little nod to Alice in the poem that David brought, I thought maybe Hatter could say something about Shinedown real quick, and then we will go out with Her Name is Alice.
Yeah, Shinedown was a group from Florida.
was reconstructed by the recording studio, kept Alex Smith, the lead singer, and they have a great sound, sort of different, but great musicians. Shine Down. Take a look at them.
Thank you, Hatter. And love and respect, you guys. Here we go.
If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is, because everything would be what it isn't.
I invite you to a world where there is no such thing as time, and every creature lends themselves to change your state of mind. Chased the rabbit, drank the wine, and took the pill, has locked herself in limbo to see how it truly feels to stand outside your virtue. No one can ever hurt you, or so they say. Her name is
show, Jen.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for being there. Night.
Always.
Best big brother ever.